Hey, sorry, I don't know
I'm
what
sorry.
happened. It said
I've
been like kicked from the conference.
Yeah. When I've been on the phone for an hour, it just automatically kicks me off. I'm sorry. I didn't even realize we had been on the phone that long.
It's okay. So,
I'm sorry. I forget what the last thing you said was. It just like blinked
it's
in my
okay.
mind. I know you were asking about the rotating, being on the first page, but you said something after that.
So I guess what I was asking is like, I said you've been in marketing a while. Is there another service that's out there like makes it to where you're more popular in that area? Is that not something that y'all have control of? I mean,
No, so there's really nothing because like I said, it's on a rotating format. So, it's not like buying a spot on the yellow pages, like the physical yellow pages, like the book, when you would buy that spot. And you would always be on that one spot no matter what. Google just doesn't work like that. So, like our company, if you look up local SEO, Costa Mesa, we come up number one, right? if we're able to do that for ourselves, that's something we absolutely would work on doing for you. But sometimes I have seen our company come up number two, you know. It just depends on, you know, the algorithm that week. So, generally speaking, ours is pretty much always at number one.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to give it a shot. I just pray to God I'm not making a mistake here.
I know this is going to be life-changing for you guys. I know you're absolutely going to love it. So let's go ahead and set up the Google Business profile. Now, are we going to be putting it under your name or your husband's name?
Okay, that's the next thing that I need to discuss with you. So, like, the Angie's Leads is in under my name right now. But, like, when people go to look it up, like, obviously people are going to want, like, a man over a woman. Like, I'm not trying to be, like, weird about this or anything. But,
honestly,
is my name
going
to show, like, is my name going to show up? And the reason we're putting it in my – the reason I lean towards putting it in my name is because of, like, the whole litigation thing that I already told you about. And so I don't want that to, like, get drug into, like, this business. So, Angie's Leads, his name doesn't show up anywhere. It's just his business. Like, his, you know, like, if he goes out to someone's house, he's obviously going to hand a business card. So, but like I said, I don't want his name being, like, involved in anything until that situation's settled. But I also don't want it to affect my marketing. So what is your advice on that?
I think, honestly, I personally think we should put it under your name just because it sounds like you're probably going to be the person talking to most of the clients. But just like with Angie's, we don't have to list your name on anything. So, and even with the website, we can still put his name on the website and if you just want to have his name on the website, right? But it doesn't have to be on the Google Business profile. At all. Like, nobody's name actually has to be on it. So,
okay.
But
put it in my name.
Again, I think that would be probably the best bet to go ahead and do that.
Okay.
Your last name is Duffy, right?
Correct. Now, let me ask you this. Like, we're married. I actually go by Danielle. On Facebook, like, I'm Danielle Whaley. Like, my legal name is Patricia Duffy. As far as marketing goes, like, would you recommend, would it be, like, a good idea for me to, like, I guess I'm asking you, like, should I use my name? Like, should I use the name I go by or should I use my legal name?
As far as the Google Business profile, it's better to use your legal name. And as far as billing goes, I would have to use your legal name, but I can absolutely put on the profile itself that you go by Danielle.
Okay. That'll work.
Okay. And so your name is Patricia Duffy though, right? It's
Patricia. Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then what's the best email for you?
I want you to send it to this email, www.treeexpert@gmail.com.
Okay.
That's the email I set up for, like, our business or whatever.
Okay. Okay.
And I actually did make him a website a while back. I can't remember who it was with. I had taken it off of our Facebook profile because I didn't want, like, you know, it to get involved in litigation or anything. But, like, at this point, like, he is in the middle of a workman's comp, like, lawsuit with the company he used to work for. Well, it's really not a lawsuit because workman's comp doesn't sue anybody, but a lot of people like to call it a lawsuit. It's really just a settlement where he's trying to, like, get the money that he's entitled to for his injuries that he received on the job, which is a very unfortunate thing that happened or whatever. But, like, since he had his – he's had three surgeries, but since he had his last surgery, he actually was supposed to get put on back on workman's comp. Well, they never put him back on it because, like, they're trying to fight us or whatever. That's a whole other story. But and that's because he went back to work before he was supposed to, but, like, he had to because, you know, obviously people can't survive off of a workman's comp check. But he's still entitled to, like, his future compensation for, you know, what could happen in the future due to his injuries. But at the same time, like, he's still out there, you know, trying to run his, like, own business because a lot of the times he doesn't even have to, like, physically work because he has people that do that for him. Not to mention, like, he has experience as a foreman because that's what he's done for the past 5 years, working for somebody else. And so I'm trying to, like, I kind of lost track of what I was saying. Oh, I was telling you about the website. So, I'm just curious to, like, I made him a webpage or whatever, and I'm just curious to, like, find it, to kind of, like, see if you know anything about what I'm, like, talking about.
Well, I'm looking at it right now.
So you did, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's a Wix site, right?
Yes, I did make a website, but I can't remember who, like, it wasn't, like, an official website. Hold on, Gunner.
Well, I think it's through Wix.
Yeah. They went over there and got one without you?
No, they said they got popsicle there, and they said I can't get none.
Chloe, come here. Sorry.
No, you're fine.
Did y'all go get a popsicle and not get him one? Well, why did y'all tell him that? Well, you can't, I mean, why are you telling him that? It don't look like you've got one right now either. So don't be trying to do ugly stuff, Alan. Go ahead, baby. They're not getting a popsicle without you getting one, okay? I'll check in your ass if he's got some popsicles. Go in there and play.
I want to go over there.
We're not going over there right now. I'll message him on Facebook and see if he can bring you one, okay? Love you. Go in there. So, sorry. Oh, the website.
No,
okay, what did you say it was?
A Wix site. I found a Wix site, at least.
So what is that? That's like a free one, right?
Well, you pay for it, but I just don't think it's really that expensive.
I'm trying to, what's it called again? Like, what is the page you found? Because I'm trying to look it up.
Here, I'll text it to you. Hold on.
Okay. I was trying to make him a website because, like, there's a spot for that on Facebook. So, like, when people went to his Facebook profile, I wanted them to, like, you know, be able to look at a website, but I honestly didn't know where to start, and I didn't want to spend a lot of money on it either. But yes, that is what I created. So, how, like, would you say that I can kind of, like, iterate something like this with what we were talking about?
Well, we would create you a website, and we can still use that domain name, but I'll text you over kind of an example of the website that we'll make for you.
Okay, so as far as the website you make for us, like, would I still be able to, like, put, like, my verbiage on there?
Oh, yeah. So the reporting dashboard that you get, you're able to do anything you want to your website at any given time. So you'll have back-end access to that to change any wording, you know, pictures. I mean, if you don't want to do it, of course, we'll take care of it for you. But you absolutely have access to your website at any given point.
Okay. I was just asking because, like, you know, some people, like, may advertise one thing, some things one way, not say they, I mean, like, for example, Angie's, or HomeAdvisor or whatever, I loved what they put in, like, the about section of our profile. Like, I didn't even know they'd done it. I guess the guy done it when I was on the phone with him. But, like, I didn't change it or anything because I loved what he put. So, I mean, you know, I may love what the person puts, but I might not like what the person puts. So I always want to make sure I ask because, you know, I, like, I want to sell my business, too. And so, hold on one second. So I wouldn't want to keep that name just because it has his name in it. I would want it to be like more, you know, on the realm of his actual business name, if that's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. We can do that.
Okay. And then I have another question too. So there is another company called WW Tree Experts. It's actually located in Florida. So how I only noticed that because like when I typed his in, I seen something else pop up. So how would I separate myself from that? Like, when I do like the LLC, I mean, I know it'll kind of, which I know that like he's in a whole nother state, but I'm just saying like I don't want people to get that confused.
Well, I guess the only way that they would maybe potentially get that confused is if they were looking up the business name. But I mean, as far as when I looked up the business in the area, I didn't see that other business come up. Personally, I only saw your business come up.
Let me see if I can find it so I can. Because, I mean, you obviously don't want the same name as another business, but I was just mind blown that someone else, you know, did that. Like,
it's WW Tree Experts and Landscaping?
Okay, so no, that's ours, actually. Because, see, we used to just be WW Tree Experts, and then we added landscaping to it because, you know, like, we were slow for a little while, and so that was just another way that we were trying to, like, help our business grow. But if our business gets big enough, like, on the tree expert side, we probably will do away with the landscaping. So I don't know if I should keep the landscaping attached to it or if I should remove it. Like, that's why I'm just asking you, kind of like, you know, out of, like,
marketing.
Well,
why don't we keep it there for now, you know, and then and in the future, you can always change it. But I think it's always better to just, you know, be able to get more business, you know.
Hold on. Let me see. So this one's called WW Tree Expert Company. It's on Google. If you type in WW Tree Expert Company, it comes up. It doesn't show where it's at. Oh, and then there's one called, it's called www.treeexpert.com. It's in Cocoa, Florida. Cocoa, Florida. I don't know if I said that right.
Well, and then that too, if you leave the landscaping on there, at least it won't be coming up with that, you know.
Think that I should even be concerned about that? Like, I guess that was some, like somebody having the same business name as us.
No, just because it's in another state. I mean, because people are going to be searching for your keyword phrases to find you, right? If they're searching for your business name, it's probably because you've given them some sort of business card so they would know that you're not in Florida, right? But as far as searching for your keyword phrases, it wouldn't bring up another business in another state.
Since you work with Google, like, you may or may not know, I mean, since you work with marketing, you may or may not know the answer to this, but what is the best, like, person that could like help me with marketing for like business cards and signs and stuff like that? Are you familiar with any of that?
Well, I personally have used, I can't remember the name of it right now. Instaprint, I think,
That's who I use is Instaprint. Yeah. I use Instaprint.
Yeah. One of those. I know I've used one of those. It's, but which yeah, I've been personally.
I just didn't know if there was, like, somebody that could, you know, help you maybe make it look, like, better or, you know, add more things to it to make it better. Like, I know there's a new thing where you can, like, put a, what are those things called? Like, the thing you scan on your phone? I can't think of what it's called right now.
Yeah,
QR code. QR code, yeah. Like, I've seen that on some business cards, stuff like that. So I was just asking because I didn't know what.
Yeah, no, yes, I know what you're talking about.
I would suggest Vistaprint, I think it is for that. I think yeah, that's the one. QR codes as well, I'm pretty sure. And then once we create that website for you, at least you can attach that to, like, a business card. So,
ma'am? Are you ready to take a shower? You want to come out here? When you're ready to take a shower, Nanny, you just let me know, okay?
Oh.
Okay. I should be off the phone by then. I'm going to wrap all this up, and I'll get you in the shower, okay?
I called my grandma Nanny.
He calls his grandma.
Love...
It's Nanny's funny a... because I've called her Nanny my whole life, but, like, all of my cousins call her Nana. Like, well, not all of them. Like, a few of them call her Nana. So I actually think it's funny because, like, sometimes I'll catch myself calling her Nana because I'm so used to hearing them say it, but I've said Nanny my whole life. And so I'm like, why do they call her? Like, I kind of think, like, they're stupid. Like, I know that sounds kind of mean, but I'm like, why do they call her Nana? Like, it's Nanny, not Nana. But I don't know why they call her Nana.
Yeah, it's Hello. I mean, my grandma was from Virginia, so, I mean, I kind of just, like, assumed that it was sort of like a Southern thing, you know, because she called her her grandma Nanny, too, you know, but, I mean,
and
I'm
then my daughter, she calls my mom, my kids, they call my mom Nanny, because it was something that I kind of, like, passed down to them, and so, it's funny, because, like, they'll be like, which nanny? Like, when they're around each other. But it's also funny, because her name, my grandmother that I'm talking to right now, her name's Patricia, and they named me after her. Okay. Like, that's my first name. And so mom said growing up, like, it was kind of confusing. That's why I started going by Danielle, because, like, she was Patricia, and I was Patricia.
Okay.
But anyways, I guess we'll move forward and, like, trying to, you know, like, wrap things up for now or whatever so I can get back to, like, my responsibilities and stuff.
I mean, I got most of the information, actually, while we were talking. So I did get everything pretty much set up. I just need to know, you guys have licensing and insurance, right?
Yes. Hold on, that's one thing. The licensing is in his name. Is that going to be an issue? That's another thing
I've been
kind of confused about.
No, it won't be an issue. That's fine.
Okay.
So, just as long as the company has it.
Okay. Now, I will have to contact him to get the insurance information, but and it may be later because I don't know all that.
Well, so I was just actually going to set up your onboarding call right now, and you'll need more of that information during then. So it's booked for the rest of the day, so I'll have to do some time tomorrow. What time would work best for you?
How early do y'all start?
The earliest we can do it would be 10 a.m. Eastern time.
Okay, I'm in Alabama. I can't remember if I'm Eastern or... I think I'm Eastern.
I'm sorry. No, you're on Central Time. So
who's
the
knocking
early...
at the door?
Oh,
my goodness. Hold on one second.
Sure. Sure. Take your time.
That's fine. Do whatever you need to do. Okay, sorry. The power company came to change our meter.
Oh, you're fine. You had just mentioned Georgia a few times, so sorry. I was thinking Eastern time. But, yes, you're on Central time, so the earliest I would be able to do would be 9 a.m.
Okay, so 9 my time, but it's 10 the time that you're calling.
No, it would be 7. So we start here at 7 Pacific time. You're 2 hours ahead of us. So it would be 9 a.m.
So it would be what time?
9 a.m.
9 Alabama time, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I got everything I need set up here. It's not too much more here. I just now, are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, and I'm ready for that card number, Danielle, whenever you are.
4737.
Okay.
Hold on. I knew that was the first four digits. 0200.
Uh-huh.
3322.
Uh-huh.
2191.
2191. Okay, and then the expiration?
1127.
And then the security code?
351.
Okay, perfect. So just two more things. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program, not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, Danielle, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So
okay.
It's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
WW Tree Experts in Landscaping.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Patricia Duffy, business owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Correct.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so now, Patricia, I'm sorry. You said that, so I was thinking that. Danielle, so to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, part of being actively involved in your campaign, I am sending you over a email. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you could reply to that email before your client interview or your onboarding call tomorrow, it's going to be super helpful in speeding up the process and getting everything going. So it's just going to ask for pictures like the licensing, insurance, stuff like that. If you don't have it all, just send in what you can, just to get the Google business profile up and running. So now also, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is that we will never call you asking for more money. And if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Okay.
Okay.
I am going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question and they'll have to give the response you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you
want? My first pet's name.
Okay. That's my favorite. What was that?
Slater, S-L-A-T-E-R.
And that was a dog, I'm sure, right?
No, it was a cat, actually. I don't know who named it. My mom, I don't know.
Oh, you're actually, I will tell you, I have been doing this for a while, and you are the first person to ever give me the name of their cat. I love cats, so I think that's awesome.
We have a cat now, and it don't even have a name. I'm like, what happened?
Well, if you ever get a cat and you don't have a name for it and it ever gets pregnant, or like it's a boy and it gets someone pregnant, just call it Papa Cat or Mama Cat.
Right? I've been calling this one Kitty.
Danielle, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes. And what do I need to do, like, okay, so, like, I'm kind of good with technology, but not that good with technology. I just get distracted very easily. So, the primary way that y'all will communicate with me is how? Through
phone, text, and email, all of the above. So, we'll communicate with you through all of the channels that we can, if we can't get a hold of you. And they always leave messages. If for some reason they can't get a hold of you, and then text you on top of that.
I'm into text, and sometimes the thing is, like, there with so many spam callers calling now, like, I'm like, Lord, I like to know when somebody, who it is calling, but now since I'm doing this Angie's thing, I kind of have to answer anyway. But email is kind of harder to get me on because I've got, like, 5 emails, so, like, trying to remember to check every single one of those. I honestly need to go into my settings on my phone and, like, switch some things around, but like I said, it's hard for me to focus for long periods of time, so sometimes I get agitated.
Yeah, I get it. I'm the same way. I totally understand. So yeah, they'll communicate you through you text, and I'll put that on here that you prefer text message, so they'll do that more often. So
okay.
And then also okay. So now, just to finish this up, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes, sir.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
Okay. So now, Danielle, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of March 4th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is the $299 with a $99 setup fee. The $299 is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the 4th of the month in the amount of $299. Now, Danielle, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. Again, Danielle, this doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front. It is just to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that's all done. And just so you know, you were saying about them calling you too. Your account management team is always going to call you from the same phone number. So I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So
yeah, that's what I was just about. Is it the 25? What? Hold on, I've had like 5 people call me to get on the phone. Is it the 256-740-3866 number?
No, so it's going to be 877.
Okay, hold on. Okay, tell me it again.
It's 877-635-6225.
Okay.
And then, yes, so that's the, they'll always call you from that number. So we're almost done here. I just need one last thing from you here, Danielle. So now I know you've gotten a few text messages just now. So I'm just going to send you this link by itself. Hold on 1 second. Okay. 1 second here. Let me know when you get this here. It's just going to be a link on its own.
I can't believe it's already 4 o'clock my time.
I know, this day is just going by so fast.
It always does when you're trying to do stuff.
It sure does.
It's G-U-S-S-E-Y. I don't know if you need to resend that or if you can just adjust it, or I can, when I type it in, if it'll be okay if it's spelled different.
D-U-S-S-E-Y, you said?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, let me resend it. Sorry.
Okay.
1 second here. And your husband's last name is Whaley, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Let me resend it here.
And another question, how did you find that website so fast?
Well, I mean, that I am very good at doing is digging. But if you just put in your business name and area, it brings up all of the things that you have online. That's all I did. And it pulled up your Yelp listing, and your website is actually attached to your Yelp listing.
Okay. See, it's been so long since I've done all that, I can't even remember. And then I've got so much on my plate, half the time I don't even remember what I did.
I mean, you got a few things, you know. You got Yelp, Facebook, the Angie.
What is Nextdoor? I think it's called Nextdoor. Have you heard of that? What is that?
It's like, I've heard of it, but honestly, okay, so Nextdoor is just like, I guess I would kind of describe it as like Craigslist, kind of.
Okay.
That's how I would describe it. It's just like a kind of like a platform where people like you know, but they'll more like mention like things going on in the neighborhood or if they're giving away a dog. I mean, people still do post on there like, you know, if they're doing contracting work, and I don't think that they're very expensive. I mean, I think it's pretty cheap. But it's just,
I
like
think I've seen somewhere where it was free or something. That's why I was.
Yeah, I mean, it might be.
It's kind of like a LinkedIn account for business, how we use LinkedIn for resumes. I guess you said, Nextdoor is kind of like something for businesses to kind of like just get themselves out there.
Yeah, yeah, and then for like neighborhood watch stuff, I don't know. That's what I more often than not see on there. It's like somebody reporting somebody. I don't know. It's kind of weird. So did you get that text message? Did that come through there?
Yes, and I signed it.
Okay, perfect. So it took you to a username and password. Danielle, that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So just to recap just a little bit, look out for that phone call tomorrow between 9 and 10. The whole call is not going to last an hour. Just allow that hour in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. They will call you from the 877 number. If you could reply to that email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. And then other than that, I just want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any questions at all, Danielle?
The username and password, do I just,
yeah.
'Cause I don't feel like a place to create it. So is this where?
Yeah, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So they just need to create it. It's for your reporting dashboard.
Okay. Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much, and I think you've answered all my questions.
Perfect. I'm super excited for you guys, so just look out for that phone call tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye, Danielle.
Bye.
Bye.